Sports.com.
To America tonight, my name is Kate Delaney, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. If you're a user of Facebook, which many of us are, frankly, so much goes and comes through Facebook, but there are things to be aware of. I'm going to dive into why, when you sign out, there are reports that they could be watching you through special cookies. Someone's going to say, what's a cookie? Not what you think. How's that? What a place to begin. The president is busy still trying to really sell his jobs plan in some of those nooks and crannies that I mentioned here at the top of the show. And in doing so, the focus is really on what we already know with his jobs plan, education and construction jobs. Infrastructure jobs, as far as the construction is concerned, and of course education, because lots of teachers were cut in different areas, bringing those teachers back to work. Specifically here, he focuses on education. Here we go.
Our country used to have the world's highest proportion of young people with a college degree. We now rank 16th. I don't like being 16th. I like being number one. That's not good enough. Your teachers are giving up their weekends. They're waking up at dawn. They're cramming their days full of classes and extracurricular activities. And then they're going home, eating some dinner. And then they've got to stay up sometimes past midnight, grading your papers and correcting your grammar.
You get the gist of that, right? Here's what the problem is. It's the battle over the kind of education, I think, that we're serving up in this country. No doubt there has to be a better solution than the ones that are being offered up in places like New Jersey or Texas or Illinois and California. Certainly they're suffering through major cutbacks. But some of the atrocities that are happening in the public education are also partially due to the fact that, can you blame the younger people who don't want that path that the president just laid out for you? Because why? Because the technology sector is so big and so where the jobs are. And isn't the push supposed to be math, math, math? Well, if you go and you get a physics degree and all that education that, of course, you have to pay back because you're not in Rick Perry's special bunch of people who happen to be children of illegals, so you're getting a tuition break. Well, how are you paying this back? And the answer is you're going to go for a technology job, a job in a company in research and development or wherever it might be, where you can pay that money back. If you want to compare our educational system to others, you'd have to break down why some are really, really thriving as to what is ultimately pumped into it. And also our focus on standardized tests. I bet everybody listening to America Tonight, if you just close your eyes for a second, I'm serious, close your eyes for a second, think back to when you were in school. Oh, I know it's painful. Some of us liked school, some of us didn't. And I bet you that you had at least one teacher that was really cool, a teacher that influenced you, that you liked, no matter what kind of student you were, if you fidgeted around, if you were good, if you were an okay student, somebody that I hope you did had a positive influence on you. And I think part of that is part of the problem, the uninspired teaching, because of teachers being disillusioned on their own path, overcrowded classrooms, and the focus on standardized tests. You just saw that there was a big bust in New York where several students were paying one guy to take their SATs. There was like seven of them, and they were paying up to $2,500. Why were they doing that? They were cheating. Why were they cheating? Because it only mattered that you skipped ahead to the next entree, the next level, to try to get a better gig and go to a better college. So you had to have a high SAT number. And that's what the focus, there's not the focus on that, the one-to-one education anymore, the what are you learning in the classroom. I feel lucky that I had some teachers that's what it was about, that they inspired me to love history, to want to learn more about history, because I didn't feel like all it was about was I have to memorize this stuff so that I can take the test and it will immediately leave my head. I'm not going to lecture you about education, though. That's not what America Tonight's about, at least this hour anyway. We're going to talk about a couple of other things. Pulling the wool over our eyes. Remember we told you about Solyndra. When the president is stumping for, listen, it's Congress's fault, I want the $450 million for my jobs program, and I want to put teachers back to work, some of them that got cut, and I want to get construction jobs. Well, part of the problem is some of the bogus things that stimulus money went to in the past. And we were told, well, that's just a drop in the bucket. But I don't know about you, but remember the whole thing with Solyndra. I would love it if I could run a company where I got a $535 million loan guarantee, and then I went bankrupt, and it's okay. Whoops, I'm bankrupt. Sorry, we were producing all those solar panels that were being done cheaply in China, and we had no customers for them, not enough anyway, hardly any. But I wasn't vetted out, and I lobbied you enough, and I gave you the campaigns enough. And lo and behold, I am bestowed the 535 million people. And now over, and you know the story, now over 1,000 people are out of work. Well, check this out. The Associated Press dug this little gem up that the Energy Department has actually approved two more loan guarantees. And you know what they're worth? More than $1 billion for solar projects in Nevada and Arizona. So one is $737 million to Tonopah Solar Energy for a 110-megawatt solar tower in Nevada and a $337 million amount of money for Mesquite Solar One to also come up with a 150-megawatt solar plant in Arizona. Are you getting dizzy by all the voltage? Yes, the Energy Department said the project will result in 600 construction jobs. Oh, great. And 600 temporary construction jobs and 45 permanent jobs. Uh-huh. And the ideas and what the push is, well, we need to be a player in the global clean energy race. So we have to continue to invest in technologies that work with renewable power like solar. We're so far behind in this race in the first place to compete. We're not even on the first rung. Why? Because China and other countries are blowing our doors off because they've already been working, the emerging nations, they've already been working on this stuff. Brazil has now for a long time, I know they have sugarcane fields, but they have for a long time had ethanol and petro. So you can do either or both combination in your car, and there are plenty of plants to pump the stuff out. So we are so losing that race anyway. And have we properly vetted out these megawatt solar towers? What are they going to do? Are they worth $737 million and another $337 million? You know, give me a break. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
What do Muslims really think about the world today? And is what you think about Muslims really true? Find out on The Optimistic Muslim on WebTalkRadio.net. Listen to David Liebert, prominent North American Muslim leader, as he talks to people from every religious persuasion, finding inspiration, controversy, hope, pain, and some surprising answers to the problems we all face and share. That's The Optimistic Muslim on WebTalkRadio.net today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come in, Mr. John. One more time. Play the sheet. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Good to mama. And get to play the sheet. Got a brand new bag.
You think the president's going to be looking for a brand new bag after 2012? Don't forget about our straw poll. We're 1 week into it. 3 weeks, it's going to pump and jump. Well, that means if you want to think about it a little bit, you can. If you had to vote for president within this time frame, where's your vote going? So far, Ron Paul. In our unofficial poll, Ron Paul is leading with 13 votes. Michelle Bachmann has 3 on the other end of the scale, tied with, ready for this, Mitt Romney. Yeah, how about it? Coming up on America Tonight, just so you know I like that sports thing. As much as I'm fueled by the politics that ail us in this nation, for fun stuff on the lighter side, I definitely enjoy my sports, as many of you do. And if you weren't watching, boy, what an interesting end to the baseball season. The very last day, think about it, 162 games. It is definitely a marathon. It is definitely a marathon and not a sprint when it comes to playing the great game of baseball. But I never want to hear a millionaire whine about playing baseball. Wouldn't we all love to play a child's game and get paid some pretty big money for it? So anyway, they were definitely earned their money. There were a couple of players and a couple of teams that just made you go, wow, are you kidding me? Craziest 10, 15 minutes I think I've ever seen in sports. So we will jump to that in our next segment. But before we do, a lot of you certainly use social media. Maybe some of you don't. Maybe you're old school like Mark in New York, who doesn't even have a computer. He says, I don't use a computer. He reads, and that's how he gets his stuff, and he listens to the radio and whatnot, and he just doesn't do the computer thing. I mean, now pretty much everywhere you go, you're talking about people having handheld devices, iPads that gets. I'm holding one up if you actually go to AmericaTonight.net because we have the miracle of Pal Talk. The screens get smaller and smaller with the iPads and the competing devices and even your phone. I mean, it's amazing what the phones do now, how you can download movies, download books, download all your music with the Androids and stuff, and then just plug them in someplace. And, of course, you have Facebook and Twitter, and people are always keeping up that way, including politicians, by the way. They've got people on their staff that are part of the staff already that are doing that are tweeting. There's something about that, isn't there? Where they're talking about bills, and then you'll see a little tweet come through, and you think, oh, I hope that's not in his hand or her hand. They're not just sitting there worried about, geez, did that tweet sound okay, versus what's going on in the room and chambers, especially when they're voting on something. Anyway, Facebook is interesting. It got pinched because of an Australian blogger who claims that he's known about this crazy flaw since at least last year. And he says he contacted Facebook constantly, several times, with the information that there was a cookie that was tracking 750 million users even after they logged out. So when you logged out, they were still tracking you. And what's interesting is that all of a sudden one day, after this guy was constantly pounding about, why aren't you fixing this? Why aren't you doing anything? And then he went viral. He did a blog and he told everybody, I've been contacting Facebook, just so you know, they've got this cookie that can track you. Immediately right after that, Facebook announced that they fixed the flaw, that they had done that. So he said he took part in a conference call with the engineers and the communications people, and they admitted that they collected, this is what he's saying, that they collected and uploaded information after users were gone. But they said they didn't use identification data. And, you know, Facebook, here's the thing, like all other websites, have these cookies on the computer for all kinds of different things that they use them for. I remember the first time I heard about it, I was like, you know, trying to get a grasp on all these viruses and all these things that can smash into your computer. And in some ways, a cookie can be okay, right? Because it can protect you, I guess, in a sense. But in other cases, it's bad because they track your online movements, whatever it is you're doing. And that's not good because what do you think they're doing with that information? Take a guess. They're selling it to advertisers and then possibly making a ton of money on it. Most likely they probably are. So, you know, what do you do? I think the Facebook flaw, because they got nipped anyway, and they're saying they didn't store information, there's no security breach and all that stuff, and because somebody blogged about it and whatnot, I think they're going to be as careful as they can be not to have themselves caught up in that, just because they don't want to, they want more people. They're a monster. They want more and more people. In the meantime, General Motors, and I know all of you know this by now, is saying that they would get and they would use information that they collected from OnStar subscribers, as well as the people who canceled the plans but kept the equipment in their car. Would that not be the worst? Oh, that would be me. I would say cancel the service, and I'd have no idea I'm driving around with, like, just a tracker on me. But there's something about that that's infuriating. I hate that idea. It's like the idea of the chipping thing and whatnot. I don't like that. I don't like the idea of being tracked. I don't know about the rest of you. Yeah, I call it caving it. And when you want to be left alone or you want to be in your world, don't you just want to be in your world? When you want to be on Facebook and when you want to post really good stuff, which so many of the listeners to America Tonight do, by the way, great stuff. Kathy in Kalamazoo, Tomas in Michigan post great stuff. That's different. When Tomas or Kathy or anybody else, when they want to be in their world, their bubble, they want to be in their bubble. And you don't want everybody constantly in your grill. So when you hear things about OnStar, when you hear things about Facebook, when you hear what's happening with information, it is creepy to know what's fair and what's foul. And I say anything where they're, when you don't know it and they're taking your stuff, that's creepy. That's foul. If you sign up for it, if you know that certain things are out there, that's a different deal. That's why you got to be very careful when you plug yourself in to whatever the network is that you plug into. You just have to be careful as to what your choices are and don't give too much information. You give just the basics, then you're okay. And if you do that, then it's probably, even if they're tracking you, it's still much harder and they're not going to be able to get down to the, they're not going to be able to get down to the nitty gritty, which is what they're trying to do. Find out everything they can about you in order to try to sell you and sell ultimately your, information. You know that I am the pole princess, and of course, every single day there is another poll that comes out about who could beat Obama and where are we as we track without the use of cookies, what's happening in the nation as far as where we're headed for 2012. I'll tell you one thing I'd love to see, the number of people who vote increase. If more people took an active vote, if we had 85% of people voting, the popular vote would mean more than the Electoral College. All right, so just quickly, because I haven't mentioned the Harris poll in a long time, the Harris Interactive poll that was released earlier this week showed that Congressman Ron Paul would beat Barack Obama 51-49 in a hypothetical runoff, right? And it's interesting because this audience is, a lot of you are saying that you would vote for Ron Paul or you would vote for Herman Cain. They are so far your candidates of choice, not the homogenized Mitt Romney or not the Texas governor Rick Perry either, even though I know some of you like both of them. That's not how this little unofficial poll that we're taking is, that's not the direction it's going. And the Harris poll showed the same thing. And it showed that Obama, that only Ron Paul, by the way, and Mitt Romney would beat Obama in the Harris poll, that Obama would defeat every other Republican candidate, including Rick Perry. How about that? Never know what these polls are going to turn up, huh? Coming up on the flip side, what happened in baseball that was so exciting? We're going to tell you about it.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
This guy,
white woman to this
game. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
America, we're going to take a break and lighten the load with some exciting baseball highlights. Even if you're not a sports fan, you're going to appreciate the enthusiasm of these calls. Let me tell you, I have family that live in Tampa Bay, and I always dog my little brother about this, that we grew up in a baseball area in the Northeast, and what is wrong with the people of Florida? Too much sun damage? Because they don't really support this Tampa Bay team. They support the Yankees in their spring training efforts more than they support Tampa. Last time they were in the playoffs, a radio station was giving away tickets in their final games just to get people to go to the games. I don't know what the attendance was, but I do not think it was a full boat. And a shame on the people of Tampa if that was the case, because check this out. They were fighting to get into the playoffs. Heading into the very last day of baseball, 162 games that are played. It was the 162nd game. They had a situation with Boston, with the Boston Red Sox. If they didn't win their game and Boston won theirs, they were out of the playoffs. They weren't going to make it. If they won their game and Boston won theirs, they would have to play a special one-game playoff to get in to the playoffs as the American League wild card. So, if early in the evening you were one of those non-involved Tampa people, you were listening to the game maybe here and there just to see if they won. In the eighth inning, they were trailing 7-0. They turned it around and ended up tying the game, going into extra frames. And here's what happened in the 12th inning against the New York Yankees.
Here it comes.
Swing a line drive down the left field line towards the corner. This one, it's gone! It's gone! Evan Longoria has just hit the Rays to the American League wild card.
Do you hear that? It's gone! It's gone! There was no flight attendant on that ball. He didn't say that. That would be my little play-by-play call. It barely snuck over a very low area on the left side of the field. Actually, right side of fence, one of the lower fences. So that worked out pretty good for Tampa because now, as I said, they are the AL representative. What a crazy, crazy finish there. In the meantime, here's what happened in another part of the world. And what happened here is the Orioles, who were definitely out of the playoffs, were playing the Boston Red Sox. There was an hour and a half rain delay in that game. Boston was leading. They had a one-run lead, 3-2. Eventually, things were tied up between the two clubs, and it was, well, actually, they had a one-run lead heading into the bottom of the ninth inning, the Orioles' last chance to try to come back, and they ended up coming back in a very big way, and I think stunned Boston fans who thought they had closed this out because they had the one-run protection, but it didn't play out that way. Boston would have definitely had the one-game playoff, as it would have turned out with Tampa. But take a listen to this call.
Swing, line drive, left field. Here comes Crawford, slides, knocks it down. Here's the throw to the plate. The runner is safe. Crawford couldn't get it. He tried to make a diving catch. And it skidded off his glove, and the Orioles have won it 4-3. And the Red Sox season hangs in the balance now. Their fade up to the Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays.
And you heard what happened with the Rays. That call, by the way, Joe Castiglione, he's been one of the voices, anyway, of Boston for a very long time. And notice how he was much more subdued than the call before that. And that's, of course, because he's the home team guy on the road, and they ended up losing. Another exciting thing happened, and so they're gone, they're going home. Another exciting thing happened in baseball with the Philadelphia Phillies. They were already in the playoffs, and there's always this accusation of why should they play hard? They need to rest their players if they're already in the playoffs. The Phillies were playing for nothing, and they were taking on the Atlanta Braves in Atlanta. So the only thing would be that they would have a franchise record of 102 wins, but that doesn't matter when you're trying to rest guys. But credit to the Phillies, they played hard, and this one went into extra frames as well. That was one of the big themes of Wednesday night. So take a listen to this call.
Not running, pitch coming, swinging a ground ball to first. Mayberry goes to second. There's one. Back to first. There's two, and the season is over. The Phillies turn a 3-6-3, and the Braves players double over in agony.
And that was agony, because they had an 8.5-game lead in September. They could have easily gotten that wild card, and they let it slip away with so many losses. Then it comes down to this final game, and it looked like they would be able to seal it. They couldn't seal the deal. The Phillies beat them. And therefore, the Cardinals, who ripped Houston, ended up getting on the last day the National League wild card spot. And ironically, the Phillies helped them. They will take on the Phillies in Philadelphia on Saturday for their first game in the postseason. How about that? So there was crazy celebrating. You know, the obligatory pictures that you see of the players popping champagne corks and spraying champagne and soda and whatever else, beer all over the place, and now they cover everything in plastic, and that's what happened. They were on the road in Houston in the clubhouse waiting, holding a plane before they went back to St. Louis so they could see what was going to happen, and they knew their fate when they got on that plane. How about that? All right, speaking of knowing your fate, because remember, here on America Tonight in our third hour, we do our Nail the Score feature just for fun. It's three segments, and you can either call us or send us an email. You don't have to know anything about football. It's like picking lottery numbers, you know, like Mega Millions, I think, is up to, somebody told me, it's in 30 states, it's up to $113 million. So people are running to the grocery store, the convenience store, and filling out some lucky numbers or just saying, give me a quick pick. And they don't usually play the lottery, but they're playing. But here you don't have to pay any money. It's free. So you call in once our supercomputer picks whatever that game of the week is going to be. You tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final score will be, and that's it. How easy is that? Don't know if it's going to be the Eagles game. I hope it's not going to be, watching these Eagles. And Michael Vick, their quarterback, if you remember, they thought, and I think we just did a little thing on it on America Tonight, they thought that he had a broken hand, and it turns out that he had a bruised hand. And they're just trying to decide, so a concussion and a bruised hand, they're trying to decide, Philadelphia that is, when they take on San Francisco in Philly, whether or not he will be the signal caller, he'll be the quarterback. And after practice on Wednesday, they said there's a 100% chance that he's going to start. Well, I think that means he's going to start with his badly bruised hand. Everybody knows, I think, that Michael Vick was the convicted dog killer. He's part of that whole dog ring and went to prison for 20 months. A lot of you emailed me in the last few weeks about Michael Vick for various reasons, but especially after this injury thing, the concussion deal especially, saying that it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. I think there are a lot of people that think that Michael Vick does not deserve the $100 million contract that he got from Philadelphia, and dog people and animal people are pretty tough on forgiving this guy for, you know, encouraging starting, being part of several posses that did just heinous things to dogs. And then others are like, yeah, you know, why did he get 20 months? There's people that commit murder that don't get 20 months. So Michael Vick, what does he have in common with Sarah Palin and Hillary Clinton? Believe it or not, all three have something in common. They're very polarizing. People either really like him or they really do not like him. Lots of people love Sarah Palin, love her. Really think she's a great person, a great speaker, and raising her kids and everything that's happened to her since she was part of the McCain ticket. And other people just cannot stand Sarah Palin, which is the same with Hillary Clinton. People really embrace Mrs. Clinton or really cannot stand the Clintons and especially do not like Hillary Clinton. And it's the same thing with Michael Vick. He's not running for office, and I don't think he'll ever run for office, but of all the ex-jocks that end up getting positions in our government somewhere, either on the state level, locally, or end up in a federal position, Michael Vick really doesn't have that in his future. But I guess in his future, he will play. Don't think the Eagles-San Francisco game will be our game of the week, but hey, it's up to the supercomputer. Don't forget, we do that in our third hour of our next show, right here on these airwaves on America Tonight.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Count here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Did you know that more than 2,900 convicted criminal immigrants have been arrested, according to ICE? Oh, every time they do it, they splash it all over the place. That's right. It was a seven-day op. It covered 50 states, four U.S. territories, and, of course, a whole slew of U.S. immigration and customs enforcement people. That's what led to all the arrests that were made as part of cross-check. That's what they called the op. The ICE director, John Morton, said that all the people that were arrested, had prior criminal convictions. Some of them had multiple convictions. That's nice. Come over, cat and mouse, come back again, get convicted again, come back over again. You know what they were convicted of? More than 1,600 of the people arrested had felony convictions, including manslaughter, attempted murder, kidnapping, armed robbery, drug trafficking, child abuse, sexual crimes against minors, and aggravated assault. 42 were gang members. 151 were convicted sex offenders. Yeah. Nice to know that. Cross-check ops have taken in more than 7,400 100 illegal aliens who have a criminal background. They say there's still an estimated, this doesn't make me feel good, there's still an estimated 1 million convicted criminals, aliens, in the United States. They say they're trying to deal with it, but part of the problem is the lack of notification to the immigration people when offenders are released from jail. So somebody does some time, they get released, and nobody knows. They don't tag them like they tag animals in the wilderness. So they just walk off, they just go, and that's it. They have no clue. They have no clue as what's happening and if they're going to turn up again as a repeat offender, or they're going to catch them going back and forth, or whatever it might be. But listen, I'm not taking anything away from them. At least they rounded up this crew, and some of them were pretty nasty with the whole gang thing. So I just can't help but be a little bit cynical, because it's always that big political splash. You know, they didn't know where they were. They didn't know who they were. They waited to pull all the resources, and then finally they get the big pat on the back thing. Again, I hate to be so cynical, but we've been talking about rounding up, if you will, you know, ICE, having ICE crack down on businesses and get to all these people for a very long time. In fact, for 30 years. But recently, the conversation the last couple of years has been about that. And you'll get the, what I call the obligatory splash, like this one, and then nothing. So what happens when we deport them? Where do they go? They come back. And why are people, I mean, it just shows you, American companies, why are they doing this? And why are they employing these people who are criminals, who are thieves, who are gang members, some of them, because some of them had, I'll call them, legitimate jobs, and that's how they track them down. You know, so we keep doing the same thing over and over. It's like Groundhog Day. We keep doing the same thing over and over again, and immigration is the hot potato, even though it's come up with Rick Perry because of what he's done in the state of Texas. You're not going to hear very much about it during this election cycle. There's so much more with the economy and everything else, even though the illegal problem has affected the economy. Nobody's going to tackle that. They're going to try to not have to tackle it. When they get asked it in a debate or whatever, fine, but they're not going to go there if they don't, meaning anyone running, if they don't have to. Have you had cantaloupe lately? If you haven't heard about this, and I don't even know if I've brought this up or not, because I'm trying to get healthy recently. I have been eating more fruit. Doesn't it just serve me right? I'm eating fruit when all these tainted things are happening. But cantaloupe apparently it's bad. There's a lot of illness going around. And what it is, I mean, the tainted cantaloupe, what's happening is 13 people have already died from consuming bacteria-tainted orange stuff in what is now the most fatal outbreak of food-borne illness since 1998. And what happened was they're tracing it back to these Rocky Ford cantaloupes that were grown at, and they know the farm, Jensen Farms in Colorado. And as of this week, it had grown to 18 states, 72 people ill. The 13 that I mentioned died. In 98, 21 people died from tainted hot dogs. Ooh. So now 4 people who ate the cantaloupes died in New Mexico, 2 in Colorado and Texas, 1 in Kansas, Maryland, Missouri, Nebraska, and Oklahoma, so on and so forth. And other people are ill in a whole bunch of other states where many of you are listening to us. They did a voluntary recall of the cantaloupes that were shipped and, you know, where they were distributed. I guess the good news is it's been a while. They were shipped up until September 15th. And so, September 10th through the 15th. So you might not have any of those cantaloupes hanging around. They say affected cantaloupes can still be dangerous if refrigerated because listeria can grow, and that's what it is, at low temps. And it might take 3 weeks or longer to make somebody sick. And if you've got, I mean, it's worth saying this because there may be some of you that are big fruit eaters. And if you've got any kind of a flu-like symptom, like a fever or anything like that, and then you think, well, I had cantaloupe, ooh, get yourself to an emergency room if that's the case, because it's a bad deal. And it affects, I mean, this is a bad web. It can attack kids. It can attack adults. There are a lot of places where it can go, but that's scary that 13 people have died so far, and there are all these other people sick, and some of them severely in critical condition. So I hope they don't die from it, but there could be more fatalities as a result of it, you know, and people trying to be healthy, people trying to eat good foods, and then it turns out it's tainted with bacteria. Ugh. All right, here's one last one for you, if you will. And this one has been going on for some time. I talked about this. When I was in New York, I saw these Wall Street protesters, and it was a pretty small band at the time, and they're down not too far from Ground Zero or where the memorial is now, the 9/11 memorial, and they're into week two. This is week two, and some famous people are kind of dropping by to say hello, like Susan Sarandon, who's backing them up. And they've been in the Manhattan Financial District starting on Saturday, September 17th. So now we're hitting that 2 week mark, and they're participating in this demonstration. What they're doing is they're saying that, they're protesting what's going on in Wall Street and the occupation of Wall Street, if you will, is what they're calling it. And they're getting, like I said, they're getting some attention, getting some play in the local media and the national media. And, you know, it's the evils of the big bucks. It's the things that have smashed us in the nation. And some of the protesters apparently have been mistreated by the cops. Some of the things that have happened out there, where they've been slammed to the ground. And I can tell you this, that when I was there, they were yelling, but it was peaceful. There wasn't anything that was out of control. They weren't blocking people and so on and so forth. They were just trying to be heard, and they had placards and whatnot. So I hope that some of those tales of the police hitting them to the ground and stuff are exaggerated, but it's being investigated.